This is F.M. Perry, and I want to thank you for joining our program today. The subject of today's program is faith, love, and hope working together. In these programs, we're discussing how the God-given gifts of faith, love, and hope work together in our Christian lives to produce good works. In his first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, Paul refers in a single sentence to all three of God's gifts, faith, love, and hope. He said, "We give thanks to God for all of you, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father." Note that in these verses, Paul used a single word to describe each of the three gifts. To describe faith, he used the phrase "work of faith," using the single word "work" to characterize faith. To describe love, he used the phrase "labor of love," using the single word "labor" to characterize love. And to describe hope, he used the phrase "steadfastness of hope," using the single word "steadfastness" to characterize hope. In our last program, we discussed the meaning of the phrase "work of faith," concluding that it was a figure of speech meaning faith as a business or a trade. Today, we want to discuss Paul's phrase "labor of love." What is the meaning of the phrase "labor of love"? Again, let us go back to the Greek language that Paul actually used when he spoke these phrases in the first century. The word "labor" is translated from a Greek word meaning a beating or a wearing out work or weariness. The figure of speech "labor of love," then, seems to indicate the constant exercise of love to the point of weariness, of being worn out, of being exhausted as from a beating. The real meaning of this may be hard for us to contemplate. As the perfect example, let us contemplate God's exercise of His love toward mankind. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus said that in John 3:16. The biblical account of the constant labor of God from the time of creation through all the ages down to this present day to give this gift of love to mankind, and the account of the grief that mankind has given to God in constant rejection of His gift, should give us some inkling of the meaning of the phrase "labor of love." Christians will never be able to duplicate God's labor of love, but nonetheless, God's admonition is for Christians to perform this labor of love to the point of exhaustion or weariness. This phrase "labor of love" seems to support quite well our use of the analogy of the constant, never-ending current flow representing love in a special or in a spiritual system that works on the principle of an electrical circuit. So to this point in our discussion, what do we have? We have God making available to every Christian His promises as objectives, and then His provision of two gifts, faith and love, to each Christian to assure and convict the Christian that God will not allow the business of Christianity to fail. In our next lesson, we'll discuss the meaning of Paul's phrase, steadfastness of hope. I am F.M. Perry, and this program is a labor of love from me to you. Thank you for listening.